podcast.
I'm gonna talk a little bit louder this time because that's
a little bit louder.
A little bit louder now.
Well, I've been listening to the old ones again to just get a sense of how things are going. After we switched to this room, everything sounds so much better.
Oh no, it sounds good, but like last podcast, I was trailing off. I need to need to be more excited.
Focus in on the microphone. Channel
last podcast.
Talk directly out of my mouth hole.
Yes, create a little trumpet for your mouth. Mouth trumpet.
Oh man, we're going. You didn't tell me.
That's the announcement sound for this episode of Boss Barrel. The internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. Boss Barrel Radio, yes. Hey guys. I got black balloons and a bunch of glow-in-the-dark condoms. Because you know what?
It's party time.
It's over the hill. We are 40 episodes in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got it. Ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got oversized reading glasses.
You get that giant new telephone that has a giant ass buttons on it.
Yeah. It's corded into the wall because I can never find it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always leave it off the hook and then you don't know where it is.
It's not like a cordless phone either. It's got to be.
Get one of them big old calculators. Uh-huh. That has like
automatic tip percentage calculator stuck at 12.
You get the fancy new cell phone that just has like four numbers on it.
It's just
two of them are 911.
Yeah. Yep. You just yell at it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Boss Barrel Radio, 40th episode. Congratulations.
I got us all.
You think about that? 40 episodes. That's a long time.
That's
a long
time. It's almost a year.
It's almost a year. You think roughly 2 hours an episode. That's
it's been a lot of time doing this.
Yeah, that's
almost more time.
Over what? Roughly 4 days.
Four days of sitting in this little room.
Ugh. Many different rooms, man. We're nomads of podcasting. Yeah.
Keep upgrading to new sound stages.
I think this one's good though.
And all those episodes with no pants on.
Man, Griff,
this
one's went quick.
No, this is no longer game diet podcast. This is
Griff. How would you feel if I just like bought you tons of like sound dampening stuff to just put up on the walls?
Well,
he would hate that.
Yeah, I think he would.
He would hate that.
I think he wouldn't use it.
I don't really think I would use it because
unintentional things. I think.
I don't think we need
make
a lot
a cat
of
prison.
That would probably be the first thing that happens.
Very spiky cat prison.
Yep.
Foamy, spiky cat prison.
Yeah, I just don't think we need it. Like, there's not the echo is a little mild, but it's not bad.
Dude, what if they were sound dampening posters of video games?
Tell me more.
God, they would be in 3D.
What?
Sort of.
Yes, they were 3D posters.
Do I have? What to if play I brought you my 3DS? Do I have to have glasses to view my 3D posters?
Yes. Always.
What if I brought
I
you?
I can see the sailboat.
The Transformers
giant
thing from
cardboard cutout that probably wouldn't fit in this room.
God, dude, I saw that.
It wouldn't fit in this room.
Did you see?
It would be close.
I saw it while I was walking down the hall. I was like, oh yeah, that thing's big.
Yeah, I was walking with Champs. I was like, good God.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him if I could have it, but I really don't know where to put that. On top of your house?
Outside. Just take up a parking space.
I feel like
make a fort out of it?
Yeah, you would have to like turn that into like a carnival game where you like cut out a hole in Optimus Prime's hand and you're like, see if you can get a strike on Optimus.
Do you suppose that's to scale?
Yes. No. Optimus Prime is huge, man. He's a fucking semi.
Yeah, but the thing's only half, like, only the torso end of him.
No, he's kneeling down.
Oh, is he? Okay.
I thought he was, like, on his knees skidding across the ground.
I didn't look closely.
If it was to, it'd be, like, maybe 1/4 scale.
Oh, okay. I didn't get up on it. Yeah. How tall is Optimus supposed to be?
Truck.
So, like, 30 feet
I don't
tall.
Know. You have seen the movie, right?
Yeah, I saw the first
one. Okay, when you go to a drive-thru, what is the clearance level that you can't go through it as? Like, what, 16
feet? No, but that's only from, like, that's if Optimus was laying on his stomach. Like,
he's laying on his stomach when he's a truck, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the clearance
when he's standing up, he's pretty big.
I'm talking
well, it depends. Does he have the trailer base attached to him or
no?
Well,
is he Super Optimus with the trailer base? Is he fused with Jetfire or is he just a regular Optimus?
I want to know how he flies in this one.
Optimus Primal.
Primal.
Is that when he turns into the gorilla? That's when everything gets better.
Nope.
Beast Wars.
In the new one, how does he fly? Does he still have Jetfire's powers?
I can only assume.
Wait, what?
Well, like, got
is that something that happened in the second movie that I'm not aware of?
Yes, they fused together in the second movie.
They do a fusion thing, and
he becomes fucking awesome. And
yeah, but then it, like, all falls apart and gets, like, torn off.
Well, no, he just, like, takes it off. He's like, eh, I don't want this anymore.
That's dumb, though. That'd be like the Green Ranger, like, discarding his chess piece without a good reason.
Yeah.
Because he's given it to Jason at one point.
It does no good.
It did. Yeah, they were assaulting the Brontosaurus thing, like that giant.
Dude, your recollection of
that giant Brontosaurus
Power
thing,
Rangers
movie?
Is far
no, not the movie. Like Tommy and Jason were going to like
White
take
Ranger,
down.
Tommy,
no, Green Ranger. No,
really?
No.
I'm just saying.
Green Ranger,
I think
best
White
Ranger.
Is always better.
Fuck that and his talking sword.
Yeah, no talk way. Talking yeah. Tiger saber sword.
Dumb.
It's far better than crazy
dagger flute.
Dagger flute
that summons a weird, awkwardly shaped dragon.
Yeah.
Right. I don't remember Green Ranger.
Anyway, Jason puts his hand on the triangular portion of the chest piece, and then he gets the gold shoulder pads, which gives him more like a defensive ability.
So, yo, do you remember when the Gold Ranger appeared, and it was actually Billy who was the Blue Ranger, and his sword was like a fucking giant ass pyramid?
No, because Billy
sword was a pyramid.
Billy switched over to being like the Green Ranger in like Power Rangers Turbo or something.
That probably was true. But,
back as another character.
But there was, okay, so do you remember when they stopped being, like, animal-based and they, Yeah, they stopped being animal-based and they were more, like, shape-based?
No.
Dude, this was the thing in the pink.
I got the circle fucking Zord.
The pink, the Pink Ranger was, like, Ranger number one, and she just was, like, this... It was so
all their eyeballs were shapes, and that's the shape of their Zord.
Basically. Basically.
Was that like Power Rangers Zeo?
No, that was Power Rangers Geometry.
Something like that. But do you also remember, okay, so there was the Power Rangers, but then they also like went through this like phase where they're the same Power Rangers, but it went from being like a T-Rex to something and like
you're messing up the timeline, man.
Do you remember the
Power
movie?
Rangers,
the
right.
movie.
Yes.
You remember the movie?
Yep.
And
which
like,
one?
Dude,
Ivan.
The only one.
Ivan Ooze.
Ivan Ooze.
There
one.
Was.
It went from
two,
it went
there?
From him having the tiger Zord,
mm-hmm.
the white tiger, to being like that eagle.
Dragon. No, didn't he have a white dragon
no, it
too?
Was a giant white.
I thought
ass
he had a flying
eagle.
White dragon.
No, that was the
no.
Green Ranger. Had that Chinese.
No, he
yeah,
had
Tommy
really,
had. Tommy
he had the
had
really
the eagle.
Awkward. There was a flying dragon, man. I
yeah,
swear.
That was the green one. His awkward like.
No. The Green
thing.
Ranger was that. It was. It looked like Godzilla. Like it was really awkward and stiff, and had that big gold plate in its center. And
oh,
it just fingers
no, no, no,
the shot
no, no,
missiles.
Okay, no, you, okay, okay. I'm getting started. Yes, you are correct. You are correct. But so this is where it is. This is the missing link here.
Okay.
Is the old T-Rex, which used to be the Red Ranger.
Uh-huh.
He turned into the dragon.
Oh, the flying
the
red
flying
dragon.
Red
that
dragon
was more like the
was,
DBZ dragon.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And dude, I don't even remember. I like the.
That was the point that I was no longer
dude,
interested in
know.
Power Rangers. And then Power Rangers in Space came on and I totally dug that.
Was the Black Ranger always a
wasn't
frog?
Wasn't that Gundam?
No, it was weird. There was like, they had a spaceship and they were in space and then they had like going to planets and stuff. And there was like this.
They have lightsabers?
They didn't, but there was this really weird like the Masked Ranger, which was weird to call him that.
Yeah,
and he was,
as opposed to the unmasked
yeah.
What did he have a mask on and then like a bandana over his face?
No,
there,
but
like,
was,
that's the way.
It was a really cool, like, sort of just hell
did
of Japanese
no
character.
Face?
No, where it was like, he looked like one of the judges from Final Fantasy
oh, okay.
12.
Like
and
hello?
Yeah, just like giant horns, black body, cape, and then he had this big black axe that he could turn into like a shotgun or
so
something.
So it was like Judge Gabranth. Like,
yeah, he was just a beast, and
judge.
Everybody was trying to figure out who he was, and you know, as all good Power Ranger storylines go, it's like the brother of somebody who then went insane, and it wasn't actually his brother, and maybe it was, and then there was other shit like Power Rangers Rescue, which I didn't care for.
Dude, Power Rangers Turbo. SPD.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're still making Power Rangers.
There was the one the one that lost me was sure when there was, like, the Rottweiler. Like, there was, there, it wasn't
all,
Zordon.
They're all dogs?
No, there wasn't Zordon anymore. It was, like, a Rottweiler with a human body, but, like, a dog face giving them their orders. And at that point, I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Lost all.
I think that's the one where Billy came back, too, as, like,
no, that's Zordon's body, and, Alfalfa's,
Alfalfa's.
Dude, we can look it up later. Gold Ranger is a real thing, and his Zord was massive pyramid.
Huh. How do you beat
it? It sounds like it could be a thing where it's like, yeah, sure, just everybody had a weird, weird offshoot Zord.
Like, the pyramid formed up, and then, like, the spiky bit was the chest of the Zord, and it, like, okay. Just, like,
you sure turned, it turned just, into like, its own. Hermit crab, and
no,
he was wearing a pyramid?
I promise it was not. That would be cool, too, though. It was just a slow poke.
Uh-huh.
That turned into a slow bro.
It was Squirtle.
Fuck.
Squirtle. It's all Blastoise. Great. Connections. But no, even better than fucking Power Rangers was Beetleborgs.
Beetleborgs is not good.
No, Beetleborgs was
Beetleborgs
awesome
was stupid.
Everything was chrome.
No, Beetleborgs was dumb because...
And they had a ghost that looked like Jay Leno.
Yeah.
That gave them
it
their...
It was like Jim Carrey Jay Leno ghost. I forget what his name is.
Wait, so what awesome. The fuck is Beetleborgs?
It's like Adam's Family meets Power Rangers.
Well said, yeah. It's like kids who find a mansion and they turn into adults.
Makes no sense.
It was basically like, they're like, oh man, Kamen Rider is really popular in Japan. Let's try and make that work for ABC Family.
It's like kids, like not like... Not like,
Hunter's
not
Age.
Not like Power Rangers,
kids.
Like kids that turn into adult kids.
They turn into not adult kids, but just adult ass adults doing Kamen
like
Rider.
Like gymnasts.
Stuff. You're not familiar with Kamen Rider, are you?
No, okay. I know of Kamen Rider, but I'm not familiar.
What is Kamen Rider?
Kamen Rider is like the original, not the band. Not the band, Kamen Rider. But the television show, which is like what spawned all this sort of like cyber ninja stuff where. You've got these guys who have powers that are affiliated with certain insects, mostly beetles, and they have like motorcycles and cars, and it's Japanese Power Rangers before Power Rangers were Power Rangers in both Japan and America. So it's that, but it was what it originally was and still is.
Ultraman
and
is
still popular
like
now. Ultraman. No. Not into that
Okay, but so
Mystic
also,
Knights of Turning Off.
There
you guys
is.
Play any
Thank
video
you.
Games?
Thank you. I love you so much. We had a conversation about
we
this
did,
long
yeah.
ago.
I think we watched
Mystic
that
Knights.
Intro like eight times.
So
Fox
fucking
Kids,
good.
Man.
So good. So terribly good.
Not as did good you? As my absolute favorite, though, which is VR Troopers.
VR Troopers is good.
VR Troopers with the dog, Jeb, that his eyes would always like get really bulgy.
Yep.
That's all. I had pogs for that shit.
I still maintain that like Voltron's really good.
Never liked Voltron.
Voltron's I good. Like video games.
Do you?
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's lame.
You're playing
know,
Power Rangers
video? Do you guys like video games?
Yeah, I do. So Ryan Fielder, John Stanhope, and Griff Hoffman.
God, we spent 13 minutes talking about
Well,
Power
not like
Rangers.
We just lost
all
any time
listeners.
Talking about anything else, you know.
Exactly.
You were talking about your games that you've already talked to me about, and Ryan, what do you got?
Red Faction, you guys tell me to go play it.
Oh yeah, no, let's talk about that for a little bit. How awesome is that game?
Speaking of dated things.
Yeah.
Remember when we podcasted sweet. From Mars?
Yeah.
Yep. No, I played it last year. The podcast is finally getting here.
Oh, time space.
Yep.
Yeah. Light years.
I knew about podcasts like 7 years ago.
Actually, Ryan was at our first Game Diet podcast. He just didn't say anything.
Yep, just didn't say anything. He was just watching.
Just silently. He was the guy playing the guitar in the background.
Nice. This guy pushing that dumpster around.
Oh, God.
I thought that was Matt Howell.
No. Oh, God, that was so annoying. Anyway, how was Red Faction?
It's Hammer Time, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I love that
game.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Did you do the online at all?
No.
No? Okay, good.
Did you play the Wrecking Crew with yourself?
Yeah, that's the best way to play that.
Best way to play it.
Just wreck the crew.
Just beat your own time.
Beat your own wrecking crew.
Having friends in real life is underrated.
So what do? Just mess up the first round and then be like, I'm going to beat my...
No, you just rock both rounds.
Exactly.
You see which one of you is better.
Beat yourself.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty good at that.
All right. So, Red Faction. Good.
Yeah, it was $12, so...
So worth it.
Pretty good buy. I did not know it was this game. Like, I had no idea. I thought it was a first-person shooter still.
No, it's really good.
Yep.
Did you finish the game?
No, I'm like halfway through.
Yeah.
But that nano rifle's pretty fun.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, it just makes things not there anymore.
Disintegrate people.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get the achievement for shooting down 50 planes or whatever. And
there are.
And I swear I've shot about 100 of them by now. And I think something must be up.
I think I may have given up on that one because, like, I came across this level which is near an airfield. And I was like, I'm just going to, like, save here, reload that save until I kill all these planes. And even playing on casual, which is the only way to play that game, it's still impossible to, like, do anything.
Do you have to do 50 planes in a row?
No.
Boy, that would be crazy.
No.
I just realized I thought I had switched it to casual. I had actually upped the difficulty. So I played through the first like three levels like that and I just kept dying. I was like, this can't be right. So I went back and looked and I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's different. Son of a bitch. So I turned it back down. And
I remember purple flavor now.
Yeah, bad, right?
Dude, way better than red.
I don't think so. Hey, Griff, you want to try both of them at the same time?
You want to try brown tilt?
Yeah, it's brown.
Do it.
Right?
Do it.
It's like what my trash can looked like the day after your birthday party.
I've been drinking this. This is not good.
You brought that on yourself.
I know, I did. So, very satisfying thing in that game. She's running up to dudes and side of the head with that hammer.
Yeah.
It has a very satisfying smack to it. Just bam.
That
right into a wall.
I found those singularity bombs. Yeah.
So good.
No, they're great.
They were okay. They don't do as much as I thought they were going to do.
You're putting them in the wrong place.
Exactly, yeah.
You got to plow right into the middle of that building and
right.
That's what I did.
Instead of placing like 15 of the sticky charges, you just put one right in the middle of the building.
No, I've done that plenty of times.
Really?
Yeah, and they're just like,
I feel like you're doing it wrong.
Boom, and then it's like, you know how it says in the mini map like 100%, it goes to like 80%. I'm like,
huh.
Well, that was fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a bummer, I guess.
Yeah, it really is. The only time that they were actually cool is when there was about four different cars with guns coming at me. I placed one on the road, and they drove right at me, and they all got sucked in.
Yeah, that'll happen. That's nice.
That was the one time I thought they were cool.
Okay. Yeah, I can still remember the noise they make, because I just... You hear that when you're playing a multiplayer map and you're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. You know, it makes sense.
How are they just also, like mixed around the multiplayer map? You just got to pick them up?
It's like, there'll be like a pickup on the map somewhere and you can get that as a weapon. Like, you can pick up the nano rifle, or you can pick up those mines, or you pick up the shredder, or you pick up like a certain backpack. Yeah, it is, but you know, the problem with that game is there's so many ways, not the problem, but with the multiplayer side is there's so many ways to navigate a map that even if somebody has a rifle on you, you're just like, oh, okay, I'm making cover for myself right now as I crash open this building.
Yeah, that was always kind of cool.
Yeah.
Is Rhino charge through a wall.
Sure, yeah, you get all the backpacks and like the chameleon backpack that makes you invisible, or the jetpack. Or the one that makes you sprint, or the Rhino one that lets you barrel through walls.
Isn't there like a tremor?
Is there
one
a like the one that jetpack in the single player game?
There is a jetpack
at some point. Yeah.
I think you get to use probably half of those packs.
I don't think the Rhino one's in a single player.
I thought the Rhino one was. What
is it? You just is that
the tremor
is that just
one
like
isn't
plow
the chameleon
things?
One? I know. I will place a food bet on a chameleon one not being in the single player.
Oh, I would agree with you. I don't know.
What about a dollar bet?
Sure, I'll bet money on it too. Food bet is way better.
And this is coming from a non-better.
Dude, I will always bet. bet on video games. I'll happily lose. John, you've witnessed several of my epic failures.
Yeah. But I think the last major bet you and I placed, you won.
I don't remember.
It was about,
what is a major bet?
It was about Tetramaster being in Final Fantasy IX or something like that. Something about the card games.
Oh, yeah. The leveling up card
game. Oh, I remember that podcast.
Yeah, that's right. I disagreed with whether or not they leveled up.
Yeah, and there was the... before that, it was... I lost a bet with Matt...
About
Matt Howell?
No.
Casanova.
A fucking first-person Castlevania game.
Dude,
like,
it sounded... No, like...
It was that, like, when you and Jen were talking about that word that didn't exist, like, undisbelief or something. Like,
yeah.
You created a word that was, and Jen was like, yeah, no, that does sound right. And you're like, yeah, it does. That's a word. I'm like, no, it's not a word. Maybe it is, but no.
It sounds like it could be,
but
it's
not. You hear it long enough, and you're like, no. It's like when I do the training class, and they say the menu name's wrong enough. They're like, yeah. Oh, God, I don't know what it is anymore.
Damn it.
Like what? Give me an example.
They paint the pictures so thoroughly that you're like, well, I don't know, what is it? mainly just a shifting of words. Uh-huh. Like, instead of the chicken parmesan sandwich, parmesan chicken sandwich.
Oh, parmesan.
Oh, yeah. And you're like, no, wait.
It's close, but no.
Dulce de leche cheesecake. You're like, no, it's dulce de leche caramel cheesecake.
Caramel de leche.
Caramel leche.
I get the caramel cake.
The douche de douche.
I get the douche de douche cake.
Blackout cake. Won't you come?
Bounce.
Wash away the sun.
Bounce.
Bounce. Oh, man.
Anyway, that got thoroughly off topic. I hate talking about work on this.
So Red Faction Guerrilla.
Yeah, good game.
Yeah.
I've been doing all the pro challenges.
Those are kind of fun.
Those are brutal.
I came upon one last night that took me multiple hours to do. And it is the one where you have to... Okay, there's this gorge, giant just hole in the ground, and there's three pipelines going across it.
Yep.
And at the bottom of the pipeline is a walker and some, like, charges.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to fall down and run down there as quick as possible, pick up the charges, and then get in the walker and go back up.
And then blow that area up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it was, there were two points that I gave up on. That was one that I was like, no, F this. I am over it.
Yeah.
And then the other one was when you had that pile of like keg explosives. Like they're like the barrels,
I haven't
Martian barrels.
To that yet.
Well, there's these Martian barrels and you get like 15,
hydrogen tanks is
sure,
what they are.
You get those, and then you get like 15 of the proxy sticky grenade things, sticky mines, and you
oh,
have
you gotta
to
throw them down the tubes.
You have to throw them down the tubes into the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it basically becomes just a matter of trial and error because they bounce in the tubes, and sometimes they don't even make it through the goddamn tubes.
Yeah,
you're like, this is great. Yeah. And then on top of that, you have to figure out what's the right balance of how many explosives do I put into the house before I detonate.
Because you got to do it again because it only
right.
blows
it
one
won't
side
blow
up.
Blow the entire house up. So it's like, how many do I put in there to get the good structural damage without like using too much of my charge?
No, that one took me a few times. I probably did that one like six times. But the fucking, the gorge one with the pipes and shit probably took me 35, 40 times.
I remember dying a lot there.
Oh, it's because the walker is so... inaccurate when you're like I'll be jumping and I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna land here. Nope, you're landing over there.
Yeah.
Like
plus it's got like the air control, like it's got an air glide, right?
Yeah, yeah, you can glide.
But it's not.
But when you hit the ground, you fucking shoot.
Yeah.
So it's
like the controls are there enough where you're like, okay, well, I jump and then I position myself to get into this situation and hit the ground and I'll be safe. But then it's like, for some reason, just at that point when you get yourself set up, you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess I don't get an air glide this time. You just plummet. You're like,
yeah.
What? Like,
yeah. What? And it drops right through them.
Straight down.
Hey, this is Mars, Griff. It's not science.
Yeah, true. Fluctuating gravity.
And one of the funnest moments in gaming I've had very recently happened on this game. It was a glitch, for sure. I was driving, and I hit something. And it's happened a few times, but never to this extent in this game.
Oh, man.
And like I got some sort of speed boost
oh.
and like it just shot me, and I went probably 2 miles, and then I hit the ground again, and I was like, okay, stop, no, okay, I'll drive again, and it shot me again right away.
Holy shit.
And I was like, oh my god, I went across the entire fucking map, and finally it stopped after about 4 of those times. I was like,
Jesus,
that was ridiculous.
That's totally awesome. That reminds me of the other thing that I absolutely hated about Red Faction, which is funny because I love it so much, but then you bring these things up. So like, John, do you remember the driving missions where you find the Mad Max? No, not the rescue missions. Oh,
because I hated those things.
You find like this oil truck that's like, you know, this behemoth of a vehicle that has no steering, and you have to get it to a safe house that's 4 regions away from where you are, and you're like, you have 4.5 minutes to do this, and you're like, all right, I can do this, I'm a good driver. And then, you know, 3 minutes and 30 seconds into it, you either roll the truck and it's like,
you roll the truck, but you're like right outside of the fucking entrance.
The entrance is this like Lombard Street ass situation where it's, you gotta like go a zigzag up this hill, like, and you're like,
this fucking truck is not built for this.
Can I push it? Can I hammer it up there?
It goes upside down, and then you're just like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Why can't I hit R3 and it goes over?
Great. I can't wait to redo this and take 5 minutes to do it.
Right. And it's like, not only are you constrained to a time limit where the vehicle is barely capable of making it in time, you also have those cops like straight up your fucking ass Mars the whole cops time.
Beating you down.
Just like the last glitch I told you about, the glitch happened again when I was driving an APC doing one of the pro challenges.
Oh, God.
And it actually worked in my favor. I had to go up some hills, down some hills. I was going up and over mountains, and I hit the ground. And then all of a sudden, the bitch shot me straight forward to when I hit the ground, and it shot me almost directly to where I was supposed to be.
Fuck.
I just had to turn to the left, and I was in it, and it was like, you beat it in half the time for the pro challenge.
Like, leaderboards.
Sweet. Great.
And I was like, all right.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of pro challenges with speed involved, I got to pee really bad, so I'll be right back.
Just let it go, dude. We're podcasting.
We'll talk a little bit more about Gorilla. Zip. I remember. So we want to talk about those missions with rescuing people. Those are frustrating.
There's one at a time.
Because I would get people that
they walk in, they're like, I'm going to come after all 8 of you.
I remember there would be missions where it's like, I know exactly where these people are in this building, so I'll do my patented drive this giant bulldozer truck straight through half the building, and then I'll sit there with the truck, and the hostages are looking at the back of my truck, and I'm just like, get in. It's time to go.
I don't play the game like that.
You don't bulldoze into things? Dude, that's the best way to play that game.
It doesn't work as well.
Dude, that's why it's called Gorilla. It's guerrilla warfare. You just drive that truck straight through a building, throw some mines, blow shit.
I've tried planting mines on my truck and like suicide bombing into the thing, but they always shoot them before I get in there.
Oh, really? Well, I always plow like into as many people as I can, and then plow through a building and then throw explosives at the building and blow the building up.
Yeah.
And then I just like go guns ablazing at people. Also, have you already thrown a one of those sticky grenades at somebody's head yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they just go running around like...
They freak out like nobody's... Fair enough. I mean, you got a high explosive attached to your head. Probably should be concerned about it.
Actually, at one point, I was going to see how many things I could stick on people. And I got 4 people running around like jackasses. Awesome.
Wait,
can
you stick multiples to people?
Yeah. Well, not... I didn't try one person. I got 4 different people.
I bet Griff still owns this game. We should try that later. Yeah, damn.
And
maybe that's what we need to do while we're drinking this tilt, is just like later when this is done, we go play Gorilla and we do the break.
Sticky grenades to people's heads.
That's what Griff sounds like after he's peed.
Oh, I thought that was your pee. Yep. That's what it sounds like when urine is coming out of your penis.
Yep. It's like a free fall.
Oh, man.
No, I was just telling him.
I'll listen to it later. You don't need to tell me.
No. Yeah, you just got back?
Yeah.
Yep.
Griff's back.
How about that pee?
Oh, it's good.
It's good?
It was necessary.
You passed a cat in your pee.
I did pass a cat during my pee. In so many words.
Haha. Multiple entendre.
So, what else besides Red Faction? The last 2 years ago, Grid
Awakening.
Still playing that.
Played all of it.
Done.
Beat all of it.
Wait, what's
Defense Grid? Talked about it last week, but it's the best game ever.
I heard something
else. Tower Defense.
Yep. I heard Dante's Awakening. I'm like, what is that game? What's that?
It could be one of two games.
Dante's Awakening. Yeah. Yes.
He realizes he's in a very bad game. Great.
That game and South Park Tower Defense, actually, I downloaded.
Oh, you did?
Based on my recommendation.
How was it? Throwing
not as good as Defense Grid, but it was okay. It was a fun change of pace.
All right.
It was
how much was that?
$800.
Dropping a lot of coin on DLC games.
That's because it's so easy. It's right there.
You know what? Like, I have a solution for you. Fill your hard drive, and then you can't buy anything else.
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee it. Just be like, what do I not need?
Yeah,
because lately I've been downloading every demo that comes out. Oh, yeah. Let's try that. Let's try Pirates of the Caribbean Lego.
Oh man, no. I do need to download that. I keep forgetting that I have access to demos still because my Xbox is.
But I hear it's still good. Running.
I hear it's good, but I also feel like I've been
swashbuckling.
Played a good chunk of Harry Potter Lego.
So yeah, I don't think you were going. Well, it's a Lego game.
They're good.
You can only get one every so often. Yeah. You can't get them all.
I feel like you burn yourself out of Lego games.
Yeah.
Especially if you do the whole run of it.
Dude, but they just announced Lego Harry Potter's 5 through 7.
Did they?
Well, yeah, no shit. Of course that's coming out.
Sorry.
It's going to spoil the end of the movie.
I feel like it's supposed to be coming out there right after the
Harry dies.
Okay. Yeah, Harry does die.
Yep.
Does he?
Yes. For all of you who haven't read the books and didn't exist 3 years ago, Harry fucking dies.
Oh, damn it.
But then he doesn't die.
Oh, damn it. Now I don't even know who's telling the truth.
Kind of like Dumbledore.
Do they like...
No, Dumbledore's dead.
Do they do like the fusion dance? He's there, man.
No, he's totally dead.
No, he's back.
No, Dumbledore is for real dead.
Anything coming out of your guys' mouth.
No, but like 7 people die in the last book.
Oh, yeah.
One of which... Hedwig. Who cares? But that was in the movie already.
No, yeah, it was. Yeah, he got shot. He got shot down. Yeah, it's just a stupid bird.
No, like the people who die in the movie or in the movie. In
dude,
the
so is it like Mortal Kombat?
No, there's a couple people that you're like, fucking people. Oh.
Nobody. There's only one person that you're like, bummer, man, that sucks.
Hermione.
No. Fucking Fred or George. I don't remember. One of the brothers died.
One of
the twins.
One of them gets like pretty.
One loses an ear.
Yeah,
in the book.
Gets his ear.
And the other one dies. There's another one.
Is it the
matter.
Same one?
I don't remember. Because
man, that would like if I'm missing an ear, you might as well.
Well,
just
you almost would. Yeah, you hope it's a guy with
ear. Can you kill yourself in Harry Potter with a magic spell? Can you like Avada Kedavra yourself?
I don't know.
Can you do LA Noir?
Yeah,
with Harry Potter and there's like vice cops.
Is there like? Wow, that's weird.
I feel like that should be a spin-off game.
Yeah. As can you like are
Harry
there,
Noir.
Like a really dirty spell like obviously there's
Is there wizard suicide?
Yeah. Or is there like wizard autoerotic asphyxiation? Should you like stupefy yourself while you're beating it?
Perma.
I feel like wizards
grip.
Are above
I
all
spell
that.
All this.
Oh man.
It's a good place to be in right now.
Oh, man. I don't know what
to write J.K. Rowling and ask her, do wizards kill themselves?
Because they kill each other a hell of a lot.
They do, yeah.
They do. Maybe that's because they can't kill
Are
themselves.
Are there, like, masochistic really wizards that will, like, crucio themselves?
Dude, I don't know.
But can you be
like So, like, cutters, and you
right,
see their
cutters,
wrists
like,
that are, like, all beat
yeah,
up?
Do they... Do
Are there like
burn
wizards,
like,
yeah, that like
okay,
give
okay,
themselves
like, okay.
the crucio?
This
and...
being said, though, I mean, like, one could assume that they may just actually cut themselves.
No.
There's
spells
no,
for
that.
They
don't
even
know
what
they
do.
Razor blades.
They
are.
Don't even.
They cut themselves and then they're like.
No,
heal.
I mean, I've
cut
heard
themselves.
I've
like,
heard this
heal.
Like social discussion about how wizards, like that, live completely in the wizard world, have like would be completely lost if they tried to live in our world, because they're so dependent on magic, and they would be so just, I mean, you go and look at like how they work on a corporate level. Like they don't even write notes. They fucking magic out notes and shit. Like they don't even like send mail. They magic mail to each other.
But it's still, the mail goes through a process. Like it would just be the creation of another like job to do that. But I know what you're saying. Like they wouldn't be able to function, but they would, because like you read books 1 through 3 when they can't do magic outside of school, and it's like the kids are in the house like peeling potatoes, and then the older brothers are like, haha, you have to do that. And then they like use their magic to just make all the potatoes be peeled. Mm-hmm. So it's like, feel like when push comes to shove, they would be able to do that. But then there's also the characters that are so like inept that they don't know how to dress themselves. They don't know how to like.
Right. I mean,
fuck, like, man. Like, how come we talk about Harry Potter so much on this podcast?
I don't know.
I do really like it, but we should probably get moving.
Fair enough.
You know what it is? There's been a Harry Potter marathon on TBS.
Dude, I already lived that.
And I watched probably 6 movies in 4 days.
You should read the books.
No, I watched.
I've already read all the books.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, then man, you should read the books, John, because they're infinitely better.
I'll download the audiobooks.
When you watch the movies, we were like blown away by different pronunciations of the names.
Yes.
Whoa, yeah. Really? You're like, Seaman? No, why are they saying Seamus?
Herman.
Yeah, Herman. Or, weird. Seamus is one of the big ones people are always confused by. And then Scrimjaw.
Scrimjaw? Is that how it's really pronounced?
Yeah, Scrimjaw. The he becomes the minister after
after the guy.
Do you suppose they consult Rowling about the pronunciation of these things for the movies, though?
Oh, I don't know about the movies, but Jim Dale set a precedent with how to pronounce them.
Did you know she's the youngest author and most wealthy author of all time, I believe.
Really?
Something like that. Yeah.
Right. I imagine with royalties and everything. If she's got a good lawyer, she is rolling in.
She is rolling. She is rolling.
She has a house.
You didn't even know you said that.
Boom, John. Get out of here. Drink your tilt, bitch.
Do it. I just imagine she has a house constructed entirely out of papier-mâché.
Out of children.
Dollar bills. Pounds.
Just children.
They're like, you have to let me live here or else I will not write the next book. Yeah. And they're all like,
ah. They just completely hold themselves together. She has to feed and water it every day.
Just nailing a poster into the child's hands. Anyway, on that note, John or Ryan, any other games you want to talk about on this pathetic week?
Yeah.
Played some zombies, but nothing. Yeah.
John, I'm going to jump in front of you because I haven't played anything.
Tales of Vesperia.
I've been playing Tales of Vesperia, but, you know, see podcast from 1 year ago and also 2 years ago from when it came out.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it's a good game. Why not 3 times?
Well, I restarted from the beginning because I forgot how to play it. Yo, yeah, fuck, man. Like,
I told you it's good.
Yeah, the more I play it, having replayed it from the beginning, from when I last left off, I'm like, you know what? This game is really good.
Yeah. I don't know why you continue to deny me that Lost Odyssey is any worse.
Because I don't want to play that.
It's good.
Why?
It's a very good game.
Did you play Lost Odyssey?
Yeah.
Fuck right.
It's
yeah.
Look at my achievement list, bitch.
I can't do it, man. Like, it's like
good.
60 hours.
It's like 60, 70 hours of good.
I don't have time for
that.
But
you could cut that down. You don't have to go all balls out.
No, like, Ryan's right. He played 20 hours of this, and now he's like, I got to restart.
Well, I played, so. I had a 13-hour save, and I turned it on, and I was like, I don't know what is happening.
I think the story of Lost Odyssey is better than Tales of Vesperia, though.
I don't remember either story, to tell you the truth.
What? Lost Odyssey is so goddamn good. It's got, like, that's everything Final Fantasy should have turned into. Not what it is now. With that. Enough said.
Yeah.
I don't know. They all blend into the same category
at some point. So don't
all RPGs,
dude.
At the end
June
of the
is
game,
be a great month.
June?
Maybe more like July, because you got still got.
Which one does Transformers come out?
Dude,
fuck, that's
all.
You,
that's
man.
Gonna
it's
be all the, you, that's man. Gonna be the good month.
It's all you, man. I think that's next month.
Oh,
but no, I think
all
like, June
JRPGs do blend together.
Duke Nukem, which you're gonna play,
but. wasn't, yeah, I don't know. Like, no, July, I remember. August. Vesperia was the one that was Final Fantasy VII up until about three quarters of the way played through. It was the exact same thing.
Vesperia?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, sweet. Sort of. When, okay, so 7th through the 9th is a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Awesome.
Nice.
So I'll what just happens? Take it's all the of same those week. Days off.
And what happens those days?
E3.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
Well, oh. I'm thinking about, I don't know, John, you'll have Wednesday off. We'll record then, and maybe we'll even push it to Thursday.
Maybe it would not be a bad idea.
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad... Do you know what might not be a bad idea, too, is just do two podcasts that week.
Yeah, it's also...
I could request a day or two off.
I will be requesting that time off.
You should at least request Wednesday. We should probably do it now off.
Because we're getting close to that time. But that's good that it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and not a, I think, Friday, Saturday, Sunday like it was last year.
Dude, man, the 3 days of Tilt.
Watch so much. We're not going to
accomplish anything at all.
No, we won't.
When's the press conference on? I'm a false.
Project Cafe.
Dreams of Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Let's just look at it tomorrow.
Okay.
That controller really does have a camera and a touchscreen. That sounds awesome.
Boners and stuff.
Do I plug it directly into my eye sockets? Awesome.
How many D's? All right, John, tell me about L.A. Noire.
It's fucking great. It
makes me jealous. It's fucking great. Because mine shipped yesterday.
It's so good.
Go for it.
Oh, man, you guys are...
Taking shifts.
Like old...
Podcasting shifts.
Like
old... Podcasting.
Old ladies.
So...
You can't hold your bladder.
You started playing it last week.
Yeah, I did start playing it last week, and I didn't get very far when I talked about it, but now that I'm in the thick of it, yo, man, that game is good. But it does make me, like, I do pretty good on solving crimes. Do pretty good putting my stuff together. But I've failed two cases where I've not had enough information and not enough, like wherewithal to put the correct person away. And I end up putting, like, somebody away that probably doesn't deserve to go away. And it's just, like, that is the worst feeling ever.
When you do that, does it give you any repercussion? Do they ever get out of, like, does it ever give any freedom of conscience?
No, not necessarily.
Like, they're in jail now.
No, they're fucked and it's my fault.
Huh.
That person's boned. And the thing of it is like, I guess, like, so if the way the game sort of explains it to you early on is that it's like, okay, so you have these two, maybe three people that are, that you have to interrogate, and you interrogate them, but say you do a really bad job interrogating the one guy. So that guy has basically successfully weaseled his way out of not having to go to prison.
Judition.
Like, yeah, it's like you did a poor job interviewing that person, and now that person is scot-free. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's a bummer of a thing.
Right.
Because it's just like, damn it. Because it's like this happened to me last night. Like, I had two guys, and it was like, I'm pretty sure it's this guy. So I gotta watch myself and try to make sure I get this guy locked in. But no, I could not get him to fess up the way I wanted. And I ended up having to put the wrong dude away, and it was really, really aggravating.
Wow.
Is it just your conscience, or does your detective boss man be like, oh, hey, no. What
that's,
are you thinking?
That's the best part of it.
Because I hear everybody talking about, like, when you mess up, he gets on your case and, like, verbally abuses you to the point of crying in real life.
No, it was. I was like, I'm going to go pout in my room. Fucking, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to quit game. Yeah. I'm going to go home and not play.
Yeah, I was not. No.
Have you ever restarted a case?
No, but I sort of would like to. Like, there's a couple of them that I'm just like, damn it. Especially,
are you going to replay?
See, the nice thing about it is that like, you can go through and do just specific cases. You don't have to replay the whole game over again. So maybe I'll go back and play a couple of them just to like find clues that I didn't find, or like reapproach certain lines of dialogue differently and see how that changes.
Uh-huh.
Like, that'd be kind of cool. Like I was telling you earlier, Griff, like, I think a lot of the stuff that's like outside of the interrogation has gotten better. But right. Like, the game definitely hits a low point in Vice when you're in the Vice Squad.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
and then it, I think it picks up again towards the end. Like, I'm almost done with them.
About the gameplay side of it, like, it's just good, like, for storytelling, but it's not good for, like, it's like the weird case, solving cases.
Right.
It's more watching faces.
Like, Homicide does a really good job being like, man, I'm really thinking about the stuff that I'm doing case-wise, and I don't really care about, like, this overarching story, although it seems like we will get there. It's just not that interesting right now. But then, you know, you get to Vice, and then Vice is not really as interesting case-wise because you're pretty much just dealing with a bunch of corrupt dudes, and there's no, like, picking it apart. It's just like, all these people should probably go to the prison or just die. So, like, my interest slides off a little bit. Sure. But the overarching story becomes much more interesting through Vice. So, pretty cool. There's also a British guy in Vice, which is entertaining.
I like accents. A
British boxer.
Sweet. Is it Steve Fox?
It is not Dudley.
Is it Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, man, there's a lot of British boxers, aren't there?
I know, right?
Is it Rocky Balboa?
No.
British boxer.
Yeah,
Sylvester Stallone.
Is it the British Bulldog? Speaking of which, I can't believe you didn't hear that Randy Savage is dead.
I found out
rest
about
in peace, Randy Savage.
I found out about this, but a little late. I found out the day that it happened, but I just could not believe that it, like, flew over my head as long as it did.
Yeah, so car accident after a heart attack.
That's depressing.
In Florida.
So very depressing. I was on Facebook, and one of my buddies had posted, like, Macho Man Randy Savage is dead. What a sad day.
Yeah.
And then
it
I
is
saw
a sad day. He's a big icon.
One of my other buddies had posted a video of some sweet shit that happened, and I tried to post on his Facebooks, and I said, that's freaking awesome, but I posted on my other friend's one that said, Macho Man Randy Savage is dead.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Elizabeth.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad.
Oh, that's terrible, because I remember, like, the only other, like, wrestler dying that was a big impact like that was, like,
probably his name was Owen.
Owen Hart, that was a big deal, but, like,
that was pretty real. We were like, man, wrestling, kind of dangerous.
Yeah, really dangerous. Yeah. But I was thinking after Owen Hart, before Randy Savage, Chris Benoit. That was
when he murdered everybody.
He allegedly killed his family during Roid Rage, but they never really had an official wording on what happened.
Yes, now I remember where it was supposed Roid Rage, but they're like, maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, like, he killed everybody.
Maybe he just
himself.
Didn't like them.
Yeah, it was weird.
I don't even know. Like, I didn't hear that much about it, but it was still, like, really weird. Because again, Chris Benoit was good wrestler.
Good wrestler, good man,
good guy. I liked Chris.
I think part of the reason why that flew under my radar was because of just not being really aware of that wrestler very much.
The Wolverine?
Not really.
One of the Four Horsemen?
Yeah, and again, we had a discussion about who are the Four Horsemen.
Right.
Can't remember.
Right.
Anyway, LA Noir. Let's get to a break here. Let's keep moving so we can.
LA Noir is a good game. Good game. Really like it. Really like more of the stuff there. Like, I start enjoying driving a lot more now that I I go through phases where it's like, yeah, I want to drive like you would normally drive in the real world, and then I realize how fucking boring that is, and then I just like peel off.
And you tell me you haven't done a lot of the side missions either.
I've only done like a tenth of them.
Okay.
So.
And you're like, what, 3/4 of the way through, if not more?
Yeah, maybe 2/3 of the way.
Okay.
So, I've got maybe like 3 more missions to go, 3 more investigations.
So you're almost done.
Almost done. And I think at this point, I really want to do some more of those side mission things, because they're pretty quick and easy.
Yeah.
You can plow through a lot of them. I want to try to do some of the trophy achievement stuff, like,
so knock on wood your system hasn't overheated from the supposed, you're playing on PlayStation,
yeah,
from the supposed
I've never had the game lock up. I had the game freak out on me one time, but it didn't freeze, it just sort of sat there for a second and was like, hang on, I'm gonna figure out what it is that you've done to this game. Because I was telling you how I had that I had the fire truck locked up and it was teetering, and I was like, okay, well, I can't drive off because the wheels aren't touching. So I'll just exit the vehicle. And then the game was like, wait a minute. I have to figure out how that works. And then it just faded to black and then put my people like to the back of the truck.
That's nice. So you I was sitting there oh, thank God. You weren't doing the falling forever.
No, it just like at some point it stopped teetering. And then I was like, okay, well, we'll just leave the vehicle and maybe it'll just blip me somewhere. And then it just was like, oh, you want to get out? Okay, hang on. And then just sat there for a second.
Let me talk to my boss.
Yeah, it's like, hang on. I need to get my manager because you're kind of not stopped.
About that, geez.
I mean, dude, if you want to get out.
You got to pull out the technical manual. Hang on. So, it's been a long time since I've had to deal with this. Just give me a second. Protocol, you know.
Yeah, so just put us both at the end of the truck, and I was just like, okay, that sounds good to me.
Fair enough.
Just ran off. Just like, I'll just go get a different vehicle to destroy. So there's a couple of achievements that I just sort of kind of want to get for the hilarity of trying to figure out how you would get them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one is amass $47,000 in damages
nice.
To the city.
That's pretty big in old-timey money.
No, it's a lot, because, like, the most I've ever reached is maybe, like, $4,000.
Yeah. Wait, so at one like, time?
Yeah, in one case.
Jesus.
So it's just like, good God, I'd have to destroy all the cars.
You're going to have to go Grand Theft Auto on that.
Yeah,
bitch.
No, I will have to destroy everything. And then so like another thing to do is like, it wants you to be at over 80 miles an hour for more than 10 seconds.
This is a speed-based achievement?
Yeah, and it's just like, oh my God. Aggravating.
So you haven't been playing any Brink, I take it.
No more Brink. I'm done with that. I don't know why you keep coming back to Brink.
I'm just curious, you know. I didn't know if you're gonna play any more of it.
Do you want to play it, Griff?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. No.
I'll lend it to you.
It depends on if I get Dead or Alive Dimensions today.
Oh right. Oh man, that's gonna be exciting.
Blah, boobs in 3D.
Yeah. Jiggle physics.
Oh, God. Floor contact.
So, Ryan, no interest in LA Noire whatsoever still?
If I can play it for free, I'll play it.
Telling you, man, you gotta get that Gamefly stuff. Good stuff.
It's still not for free.
Yeah,
it's cheap as free.
Cheaper.
No, free is free. Cheap is free? There's no such thing.
Cheap as free. That's like $1 a day.
Yeah, 25 cents a day.
That's still, I could own a game for almost that.
Yeah, but then you can play multiple games for Yes, you could.
Okay,
yeah,
but yeah, so.
But then okay. I would pay for it for 5-6
okay,
months.
Okay, no, but see, here's
it's all about just cost comparison.
Here's the thing. You just spent $60 on Brink.
Yep.
So I've spent
$16. I spent $16, technically less than $16, mm-hmm. on LA Noire. And if I really want to buy it, $50.
Right.
$47.
$44 is how much I pay for a game.
Yeah, I'm really close to being up to the $44 mark.
Yeah, I pay $24 a month
to
play two games a month.
The more months you have a subscription, the cheaper the games are.
It goes on like a month by month, so it's like a 3-month, 6-month, 1-year program, so you get an incentive like
every 3 months.
You get a 5% off.
No, you get
5% off. 6 months, you get a $5 coupon.
No,
and then every year after a year you hit the 10% off games. So every 6 months, I get another $5 off coupon, and then I'm still in the 10% off bracket. So instead of paying $47.99, I pay $44 for a game.
$5 coupon for every game?
No. Every 6 months, they give me a coupon that's $5 off a game. So like when I bought Brotherhood, I got it for $35.
And he's spending $24 for getting two games a month, or however many can actually rotate.
So do you get double the...
You don't.
No. But see, like I'm spending $16 a month and I'm getting one disc rotated to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, in a month I can go through like 4 or 5 games.
Hey, I'm all for Gamefly, but let's take a break and talk about selling Ryan on Gamefly while we're on our break.
I gotcha.
Hey guys.
Oh hey.
We got a question from Jen.
Oh, did we? Okay.
She asks,
Who's got the biggest penis? That's me.
Yep, this guy.
I think we figured this out last week.
Jen Griff's asks.
The skinny.
Yeah, Griff's the lightweight. Jen asks, if you could have any car and you could name that car any name, what car would you have? What would you name that car? What kind of car would it be? That comes from when we were playing Ultimate Frisbee 500 yesterday.
Okay.
We were asking all the neighbor kids that.
Makes no sense at all, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, it comes from the fact that Jen got a new car. It's Rendezvous, and it's okay. Big.
And she named it Ronnie.
Ronnie. It's very clever, yeah. Best answer was Hunter's, of course, which was he would have a car named Carlos, an El Camino lowrider, and it would play La Cucaracha whenever he pressed the horn.
That's a really good answer.
That's
a great answer.
Oh, Carlos.
Carlos.
Oh, Carlos.
I'd have to have a Corvette of some sort, but I don't know what I would call it yet.
Yeah. John, I feel like you and I are in the same predicament where neither of us really care about cars.
Yeah. So I just, like, default to the most bizarre ass. Because the moment I heard that question, the moment I was just... I was just like, I want Ecto-1 and I want Adam West Batmobile.
Yeah.
I want those cars.
No, if someone was to say right now, here's your car, what do you want? Here's a magazine of 300 cars, which one are you taking?
Only 300?
I want the heaviest car made out of gold.
Gas mileage on that would be terrible.
I wouldn't drive it.
I would never drive it.
Actually, I'd drive it once.
Just round the block.
I would drive it to the gas station.
And I would sell it to cash for gold.
I would drive it to the gas station only so I could fill it up to drive it back.
Yeah.
Because the gas station downhill.
Yep. Push it back.
Oh, man.
You have no car you've ever been like, I want that one.
Okay, so
I've never had that car.
I feel like, no. Never? So I've...
I mean, for a while, I really wanted a Subaru WRX rally car.
Yeah.
But I was like...
Then you said no?
No. Well, I was like, that's not...
So if you were to have one right now, you'd be...
Oh, upset. Sure. Yeah. No, I wouldn't... God damn it! Damn it! WRX! No, I wouldn't be upset with it, but it'd be like, eh...
So
it's not a
you
thing.
Feel like it could have been better?
No.
What are you saying?
I feel like I'm one out of the loop in what is cool for cars. Like,
what is good
car?
For you? Who cares about trendy?
What is good for me? The car that I have right now that is, one, it looks nice.
So that's the car you would pick.
It's
and
a four-door sedan.
Okay, what would you name
and
your car?
Three, my car that I have right now is a Mazda 6. Its name is Sally.
So that's
because
that's
everything
what you would
that
pick.
I own is named Sally.
Okay. So that's what Griff would pick.
Yeah.
A Mazda 6 named Sally.
Sure. That's what I have.
This isn't even a question. It's actually a reality.
It's reality.
Okay, so I've got a small story and then I want to go.
Question is reality.
So
QIR.
I've got a small story and reasoning behind the story. And then I also have
TIR.
I also have a question about the question. I feel like my tastes in what I would like have changed from impracticality to reality. Because it used to be that I'd always thought having an old, like, vintage, like, Firebird would be really nice. But as an adult, who's becoming very old.
You're not white trash enough to have that.
Exactly. I would like more so to have, like, a Toyota Prius. So that I don't have to fill this fucker up.
Yeah, hybrids, baby.
Exactly.
Right?
Or just, like, the Chevy Volt. And just, like, all electric car.
So what would you name this car?
I don't know.
I would have Optimus Prime.
See, like I'm not.
Its name would be
Optimus
Prime.
Prime.
Yes, would you?
Optimus Prius.
Optimal Primal Gas.
Optimus Prius.
Oh man, awesome. I don't know. I'm not good with car names. Like people ask me what my car's name is, and I just say car.
Its name is Black Beauty, John.
Is it?
It's been unofficially named that.
Oh yeah.
By
who?
By Jen.
You really?
Yeah.
That car is fucked up looking.
It's Black Beauty.
Black Beauty.
It's a black car.
I think it should be named Bumblebee because it has a yellow stripe on the back right.
What?
Your car does?
My car does?
Scratch.
Oh.
Great.
The other car that I wanted...
Seen it?
The other car that I wanted was an American Motors Jeep. It was like before Jeep became its own entity, American Motors had basically like a Jeep Wrangler style of a vehicle. that you could, it was like the military Jeep that you could strip down and like field strip it into an axle and a chassis.
Yeah, it's basically just got like small pieces of steel plate.
Yeah, that connected it all together. Right. It was that, but an American Motors car that doesn't exist anymore. And it just was a very, very sharp looking vehicle that looked like a Jeep Wrangler before Jeep Wrangler was Wrangler, which so it's a little smaller, a little more compact,
really rickety.
Rickety, yeah, but really just gorgeous looking older car.
Yeah, you could roll that thing with a thought.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
a stiff no 5 mile an hour wind.
Sure, 2 gears.
It's actually
That's assuming you don't take the canvas off of it, and then you put the canvas off of it, and then you get a lower center of gravity because there's no push.
Sails.
That's actually 8 bicycles just duct taped together real well.
Probably.
I just looking at your shirt though, Griff. DeLorean. I always sort of wanted a DeLorean for that.
Suicide Doors.
Yeah, just for the crazy reasons of wanting a DeLorean. I don't need it to look like the DeLorean from.
Have you ever seen a DeLorean in real life?
Yeah, yeah. They're made of metal. Like all
they're
metal.
So ugly.
I saw the Modern steel. Marvels episode of the GMC DeLorean factory.
Really?
Yep.
It does not exist anymore.
No. How many of those it's still there, function? But they made like 4,000 some cars, something like that.
Yeah, I don't think there's like how many operating fully functional DeLoreans still exist?
16.
Yeah, like a dozen.
There's so many with the flux capacitor.
It's only one. Maybe two.
Maybe two. Oh god, okay.
Back
so
to Future 5. Depends on what time space you're in.
So I would also sort of like the Mach 5. That'd be kind of cool to have.
Good choice, yeah.
I would also sort of like Kip, the Charger.
What about the new Batmobile?
The Tumbler?
Oh,
the Tumbler? I would like the Tumbler.
So ugly.
I think
are you kidding me? That thing is indestructible.
Okay, so every time I see the Tumbler, I tolerate it a little bit more every time I see it. I still think that thing's atrocious, though.
Dude, you've got 2 motorcycles inside of 1 car.
Dude, that thing is
awesome.
Mm-mm.
I'd still take a Corvette over the Tumbler, but
sure.
A vet.
Would you call it Fett's Vet?
No. I'd probably name it like
Boba Fett.
I'd also really like
Boba Fett.
I also really, really want.
No, the question should have been what would
paint
the license
green?
Plate say?
It's a name, man. It's one and the same.
Yeah.
Boba Fett.
Could I
Slave 4?
Could I get a smart car and call it Einstein?
That would be good.
Yeah. Just give
it
a wig.
It's probably been done.
Mini Cooper.
Just give it a big
small
old
dick.
Oh man. Backstory for the car. It's actually a British private eye.
Are there very well known cars in video games like?
What video games?
Well, I'm thinking
like
you know,
who drives a car that is like sticks out? Right?
John, you're saying you're hitting all the major like television and movie cars, but like, are there games where it's like this car is a central piece to this game?
Saints Row, the purple lowrider.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
The Faggio from Vice City.
Dude,
Scooter. Yeah,
no, doesn't San Andreas or not? What's it called?
Captain Falcon.
Grand Theft Auto. Don't they always like have the same cars?
There's more of like a mockery of brands.
Yeah,
Captain Falcon's sweet ass hover ride.
Yeah, from F-Zero.
Oh, how about the tank from Star Fox?
Oh yeah, yeah, the R-wing and the
God.
The R-wing is the plane, but what's the tank?
God, I can't think of what the tank is called.
Yeah, Star Wars. There's plenty of well-known vehicles in
Pod racers. Star Wars movie before it was a game, right? So
talking like game,
actually,
like,
little-known fact.
No,
is there a game that
is there a game that hinges on a vehicle?
Like Crazy Taxi.
Spy Hunter.
Oh, that's right. With
yeah.
With Dwayne Johnson.
One
of the Spy Hunters, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, was.
Or was Spy Hunter a television show? No, Spy Hunter was a game.
No, it was a Nintendo game.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was made into a PlayStation 1 game.
Mm-hmm.
And then another PlayStation 1.
Or was it 2?
PlayStation 2, yeah.
Yeah, the game was terrible.
Mario Kart.
Yeah, I bought it going, I love this fucking game on Nintendo. And then I was like, wow, this game sucks on PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. The car from Lucky and Wild.
Yeah,
I can't really think of anything.
I'm all tilted.
I'm sure there's some, you know, some major vehicle.
Any of the cars?
Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Twisted Metal.
I'd have Sweet Tooth.
I'd be Axel. Two giant tires.
Just clamp yourself inside of this thing. God, that would hurt so much.
Somehow he doesn't spin.
You don't know.
I don't get it. I think it would. How does he not spin? I think he should be spinning the whole time.
He's so rigid.
Magic.
Imagine if he was spinning the whole time though.
Don't worry about it.
Monkey ball.
Don't worry about it.
That's my car.
Monkey ball. Just the ball.
I would one up you and get Super Monkey Ball.
What? Damn it. Anyway.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. You want to talk about news?
Yeah.
All right, so let's go. News this week.
Do you want
to Modern Warfare 3?
Do you want to ask me anything about the Xperia Play?
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, no, not really. But you played it, John. You said.
Yeah, I played with the Xperia Play just the other day.
How'd that go for you?
What games did you play?
I found out what the Bruce Lee game is. Oh, it's a fighting game.
PS2.
Yeah, I did not know this existed on PS2, and never should exist.
So, what do you do with this Xperia?
Is you play on it? Like all the games are app based. You don't go into a PSN store. I'm sure you download them.
Where did you play it?
I played it at a Verizon Wireless store. There's one store in our neighborhood that has it on display. You can play it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was there a line to play it?
So no, there was not.
It didn't really feel like a new portable device. It felt like a phone that has the shit like an tacked outdated onto
phone.
It.
It felt like my phone, which consequently is similar to your phone, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of having a keyboard where
it slides.
It's PSP Go.
With touch controls, right? With
a phone
attached
to it.
It's got an analog thingy, right?
But yeah, it has touch analog sticks.
Yeah, it's touch.
Yeah.
It's not like a touch screen, but like the buttons are like
it has capacitive. It has a touch screen, but it also has like, yeah, those capacitive touch analog sticks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not actual buttons.
Capacitive
no.
D-pad.
It's so what it is, it's just, yeah.
That's my rap name.
So there's a D-pad, there's the face buttons, and then there's the two touch-sensitive analog sticks.
Actually, that's my DJ name.
Did you read in the new Game Informer about the analog sticks they're making for iPhones?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I've sort of
I did read
heard
that,
about
don't
these
care.
Yeah, what
things.
The fuck is that? Like, here, stick these on your phone, and they work.
The phone works really well as far as, like, the phone end of it. Yo, it's a droid. It works like a droid. The game stuff is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's cool if you have an extra $1,000 to spend on pointless shit. Because you have to buy a phone. You have to buy a different phone.
It is the
network,
exact same
right?
price as... Well, I mean, I guess if you're on AT&T like crazy people.
So,
I said... I bet my bill
was
cheaper than yours.
No, it's the exact same price, actually. Like,
it
for the
feels
iPhone,
a weird space where it's like...
No, I agree. It's
it is a phone...
N-gauge.
And it plays games, but it doesn't, like, for the market that...
It doesn't make calls.
But for the market that's going after, for like, oh, hey, do you need a phone and you want a handheld device? Like, well, we've got the unit for you, and it plays games from 10 years ago. Hey, isn't... Well, no, it plays games from, you know, 6 years ago. Isn't that... Well, no, it would be 10 years
ago. PS1 games.
It'd be almost 15 years ago now. It's like, damn, man. Like, are you into that? And that person who says, yes, I love classic PlayStation games. I would love to play that. Already has their fucking iPhone or their current generation of Android-based phone and has their PSP / Nintendo product that they can play their handhelds. So it says the consolidation doesn't make sense because it's not bringing it to a new level.
Right, and it's not up-resing anything. If anything, it's down-resing some of these things. And then the other issue is, like, for the $200 you would spend to get on a contract with this thing, you could have a PS1 and you could have any number of these games.
Right. Or you could have a PS2 and
or you could have an iPhone
PSP
and download these games.
Or you could have an iPhone and download them or you could
no,
have
no,
a
okay,
PSP
no. So that's the thing.
Have those with real controls.
that's the thing, is like, you could not have an iPhone and download these games. You could not download Crash Bandicoot. You could not download Bruce Lee.
I'm not saying sure that you would will want in to. A week.
Okay, great. We will have this discussion in
I
a
mean,
week.
Of all the games,
are you defending
there,
the what, experience?
Was there
any, I am.
Not that you need to defend it, but is there a game on the launch that you're like, okay, well, now I'm sold because I can finally play.
That's the thing. We really, I mean, like,
Grandia.
Like, a Game Loft.
I can play Siphon Filter.
Game Loft is really, I would not be surprised if that is one of the many games that shows up on this thing. But damn, if there wouldn't be a better reason for me to go back and, like, light people on fire with a taser.
Mm-hmm.
But. Just, yeah, like, I would like to get this phone, but at the same time, it's like, out for no goddamn reason. Like, I know there's plenty of people that are looking at it and being like, "There, okay, so there's a phone out there where we can submit apps that will actually have some sort of strong, comprehensible input for games."
Mm-hmm.
Like, those analog sticks, that was the number one thing I wanted to see, is like, how jacked up are these analog sticks? They are perfectly fine. The analog sticks work as well as I could hope that they
sure.
would work. There is a little bit of an issue where it's like, I was playing a flight game where it was just like, so if I move it up, like, plane goes up. If I push it down, plane goes down.
What?
Yeah,
that's backwards.
I know it's backwards. Anyway.
What?
Anyway.
No, that doesn't happen.
No,
like
up,
that.
Go, plane goes down, down, plane goes up. Yoke, yeah. Yoke steering on a plane.
It's like the way you play shooters.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's the way it should be played.
I know. I was playing it.
No, that's how planes should be played.
That's how planes should be played. That's how they
not
work.
Not people.
You pull up, you push
control
down.
The head.
Pull the yoke up.
You control the head.
So
don't
weird.
Say that right now.
So weird. Yeah, but you're shooting the gun, not the head.
No.
Yeah, but you're
yeah.
looking with the head.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
Don't do this.
Anyway.
Now I regret telling you guys the secret.
Anyway. The issue I ran into is, like, it seems like the analog doesn't, it's like 90% of it is completely dead on accurate, but there's like a point where it's like, I'm trying to turn up, let's say, and if I push my thumb all the way up on that slide, there's more room to go, so I have to, like, back it up and push it up a little bit.
Yeah, I guess that's a weird thing, is like, you know, when you're playing a game,
you go up and you have
and
to
you,
do it again?
No, let's say hypothetically you're like, You're pressing up on a stick on a gamepad, and then you have to take your thumb off the gamepad to press the D-pad or something like that, or just reposition your hands. Since it's capacitive, it doesn't stay at that place. It'll flick back to normal, and then you have to, like, press it super fast to get it back up and then adjust it from there. It's not like you're dealing with an analog device where you're like, I will physically move it up and then move it up a little bit more. And then adjust, and then let go, and this time it's all digital, so it's, if I push it up, I don't get a sense of where I left it, because mm-hmm. I have to touch the touchpad again and move it. I don't know. I guess
yeah.
I'm not describing
what
it well.
You're saying.
Yeah,
no, I understand now. Where
like, because, like, yeah, in a game, it's all an analog digital signal, where it's just like, your feedback is coming from this device that you're pushing and controlling that. And since that device is now your thumb, if you remove it, it's on you to figure out where it's at.
Right.
And it's kind of this weird limbo area for the controls. Other than that, though, it seemed fine. They have barrels in that game. Barreled like fiend.
I'm fucking sizing up.
So
barrels. Are they red barrels that can blow up? Because that's never been
L&R
done.
Buttons?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
Those are.
Are there what buttons?
Are there two L&R buttons?
Left and right buttons. Trigger buttons. No, there are not.
Just one.
So
PSP.
Yep.
PSP. So Monster Hunter coming to the Xperia.
PSP Go. That's what it is. It's fine.
Speaking of Monster Hunter coming to the PSP.
Oh, that's the biggest piece of news we had.
Exactly. Is it okay if we move on?
Oh, that it's coming to the PSP?
No, actually, Nintendo, or I'm sorry.
I might actually play this now.
Fuck yeah. So PlayStation is doing this thing. Where
they're doing like super HD revivals.
Yes, HD revivals of PSP games, where it's like, hey, we made this game for PSP and we put some resources into it, and then wouldn't it be great if people were really into it, because, you know, the PSP kind of sucked. So remastering PlayStation portable games for PS3, the first of which Monster Hunter 3rd portable coming to PSP or PlayStation 3 up-res port. Which
what's your pricing on that?
I'm gonna say
15, 20.
I was gonna say $40.
Okay, either somewhere
$39.99, maybe even $29.99. But I mean,
it couldn't be anything more than 40, right? Because it's a PSP title.
Gauge yourself with Japan prices. You know, don't put any stock in what they're coming out as if there was a release on that, because Japan pricing structure for new games is completely fucked up. So don't put any stock into that. But it looks good, and I really wanted to play Monster Hunter 3rd Portable, because I didn't get to play Monster Hunter on the Wii, because I don't have a Wii.
It's the exact same title, too, right?
3rd, yeah, it is.
But they still call it Portable?
3rd Portable HD.
They still call it Portable.
3. Yes, Monster Even Hunter though... 3rd Portable HD for PlayStation 3.
Yeah. I don't know where you're going to port this thing.
Well, that's the bizarre thing, is based on just the imagery from the video, not being able to read Japanese, you can be playing on your PlayStation 3 and play with multiple people on PlayStation 3, or you can be playing on your PlayStation Portable and...
Oh, so it will be cross-platform between PS3 and
PS4? Yes, but
that
means it has what...
to be the exact same game, though.
But what that actually entails, like, does that mean you have to be playing remote play through your PlayStation HD version?
That's interesting.
Or is it if you have Monster Hunter 3rd for the, like, I would like what
like hoops
they're
gonna
do
make
you
the
need
servers
to
the exact same?
Yeah, what hoops need to jump
a
through
unnecessary
versus can you just anybody who's ever purchased this copy of 3rd Portable HD can do it, or do you have to be running your PSP through your PlayStation 3 to do it, or can you just be going into the Wi-Fi?
You know, it'd be cool if you had it downloaded for your PlayStation and you didn't even need a copy for your PSP.
Well, that's what the PlayStation
presumably the portable because they haven't announced 3rd Portable for PSP in America. It will be a cross-platform thing where you can play it both on your PS3 and on your PSP.
This won't be a disc release, though. You'll download this, right?
I'm guessing it would be a download only.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a UMD release and then a...
But if you have a UMD release, then how do you play it on your PS3?
Well, no, I'm just saying... Like, I'm just saying maybe you don't own a PS3, but you own a PSP.
I'm guessing...
Would you exclusively download it?
I'm fairly certain it would be Patapon 2 style, where you go and you buy the code in the box. You don't get an actual disc with it.
Really?
Yep.
That's how Patapon 2 was. You bought a box that had a code inside of it.
Yep.
You bought a plastic case that had a spot for a UMD, but in that
it was a cardboard.
In that empty area was a cardboard thing that had a code.
Yep.
Yeah.
How do you sell that one back to GameStop?
You don't. We don't.
Yeah, they gotcha. Other news, Ubisoft has released their E3 lineup, which, I don't know. John, do you remember anything that we should be talking about from this list that I read earlier? Not really. Revelations.
Your Shape.
AC Revelations, Call of Juarez, The Cartel, Rayman Origins, Future Soldier again.
Did you say Army Man? Or Rayman?
Rayman. Okay. Origins.
Army Man.
More Just Dance, Your Shape, Raving Rabbids, Adventures of Tintin. So nothing really Dark Horse stuff.
Not gonna talk about Assassin's Creed at all.
Revelations, Assassin's Creed.
Oh,
Revelations.
Did you mention that?
Yep.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Call of Duty, Modern
What's
Warfare
that?
3. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare.
World War 3.
Popular
Yo,
for
that?
First-person shooter amongst the masses.
Yeah,
yep,
it's gonna happen.
Yep, we've got a trailer up on the site. It's the gameplay trailer that, to me, looks a little flat.
Do we want to start taking, do we want to start doing, like, a pool?
That looks
like
flat to you?
How many?
It looks flat.
It looks...
How do you make a shooter game any better? Like,
look at the Battlefield 3 trailers.
Yeah, I was going to say, go look at Battlefield 3. That's how you make it better.
That's how
you make it more interesting to look at.
You make it look, like, way better.
Which, okay, so it's like, not to be ridiculous, but it's just like
I liked it. I saw it for the first time.
How many of the Battlefield trailers have you seen?
Like one.
Not enough of them.
Yeah.
I've seen like four.
It looks fine.
It looks terms no, of yeah, like, it looks fine, but like it's like
your postmodern giant World War III apocalypse, everybody's pissed at everybody sort of thing. But after seeing Battlefield 3, you're like, man, everything just looks kind of old.
What are they going to use as a catalyst for World War III, though?
One like, guy.
How? Yeah.
One guy.
Well, somehow. I know what you're saying, John. Is like, so in 2, there's like...
It was sort of over, right?
People were detonating nukes in different parts of the world, so what are they going
to
do here?
Yeah, I want to have this explained to me. Like, who are the baddies and who are the goodies in this World War III?
Well, the bad guy would just be, what was his name? The guy who you're rolling with in the No Russian section.
Wait, is he a bad guy? Or I thought he was
No, he's a bad guy. He's totally a bad guy.
Is he, but, or is he just like in bed with American general dude?
No.
Mm-mm. No?
The end of the game?
Dude, I forget all are the this
bad guy. The entire time.
Right. That's
now that would be the insane
part. Well, no, that's sort of how that would get painted, right?
But that would never happen.
Well, isn't that how it would sort of get painted? Like, I mean, hypothetically right. speaking, if Soap died, or even if he lived, like, him and fucking British Chops dude, get...
McTavish.
No, not Soap McTavish and...
Price. Yeah, sorry.
They would get painted as war criminals, right?
Yep. Because oh God, this is, I don't want to talk about this. But so like,
would this turn into the enemy of my enemy? So you partner up with no Russian?
Turn into the enemy of the state where you guys are on the run from Gene Hackman.
Yeah, exactly.
With Gene Hackman.
And then Matt Damon shows up.
And then Will Smith is like, watch out for the aliens.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then
that is the way you end that game is aliens. That's the what I want to see. Like, I'm getting so.
You think there'll be zombies in this one?
Oh man,
I hope not. I hope not.
Is that only
were there zombies in Modern Warfare 2?
Nope.
No,
thank God.
There was Spec Ops, but which was right, infinitely which, better.
Yeah. No, there's so many more people that play zombies over no, Spec Ops.
It is infinitely better.
Not saying there is more or less.
Zombies is no win. Spec Ops is a way to master and progress.
Right.
Yes.
But Spec Ops, there's a definitive like I completed this thing.
Spec Ops or zombie mode would be like if you were playing pool and you never got any of the balls in the pocket.
Or you did, but they just shot back out.
Right.
Exactly.
They just it's like a carnival game where the fucking where the milk jugs at never fall over. At some point,
you just want to stop.
Yeah.
It's like me when I play Tetris for hours on end. I'm just like, I don't really care.
It's when do you die?
Yeah. It's when do you stop?
Yeah, it's when do you stop?
It's like, wow, you win when you stop playing. And
well, because I mean, it's like, yeah, I'm sure for me, that's how it ends, is because like I will die. I'm not good enough to continue that. But if once I reach that level of expertise right, on
you
that,
watch
it's
those,
just like
those videos on YouTube where people are like, yeah, we made it to level 50.
Goes and goes and goes.
No,
and
when have you ever played zombies where you've actually survived that long? I play video games all the time. I can't make it past wave 25.
I play video games all the time too. No, you watch videos saying. Online of people who devote themselves to that and they're like,
okay, but
they're who I'm at level 50 that? Right now. And I am bored because it becomes such a rote process of A, B, C, D process, repeat, next wave, A, B, C, D, next wave, A, B, C, D, next wave.
Yeah,
but it's not fun anymore. But that's a select
group of people. Like,
yeah, but like, isn't that the same thing just in microcosm with you?
No.
Where you're like,
because
I just
have
haven't
way
reached
more fun
that refinement.
Just... I have way more fun experimenting with different zombies than doing a few more shitty missions.
I feel like Left 4 Dead is a better game, and I even got burnout on Left 4 Dead, where it's just like, yeah, these are the same maps, and zombies
same
are going
to
come from points A, B, or C. And
it's a little more
but
dynamic.
Have you played the new one? Like, it's a lot different.
Which new
the
one?
New zombie mode.
This new one?
The
just
Call of
the
Dead?
The Call of the Dead is...
How is that different?
Okay, so
not that I'm
don't no, I'm calling it. We're not talking about it here.
Can we talk about it?
No, I'm gonna fucking end this shit.
It's
not
ridiculously
about
fun
Call
and different.
All right.
George A. Romero is a giant shining zombie
yes.
that has a sledgehammer and you can't kill him
right.
unless.
But you can.
But it, really,
just
no.
like every other game, you can.
Yeah.
Oh man. So.
Hopefully no zombies in Modern Warfare 3.
So, Modern Warfare 3.
I think it's only a Treyarch thing.
I can only hope.
It is. It is only a Treyarch thing.
I think it is. But I, personally, having played Spec Ops and zombies, I would rather play zombies again.
Really?
Spec Ops, once you beat it,
Once you three-star it, you're done.
Right.
Yeah. And you move on with your life.
Exactly.
But zombies is something you keep playing.
No.
Then, why do you... Okay.
Well, yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. Yes, it is. Why do you keep
just playing like stubbing my toe is a game I keep playing with the couch upstairs. Keeps happening. I just don't enjoy it. It gets worse but, like, every time, like, and I hate myself
like,
for it.
Okay, so what is happening new every time in zombies that is like bringing you back to
okay, the new levels, zombie mode?
Levels like, zero through no, seven no. Don't, become don't, so uninteresting don't, because you don't, just refine your actions to that point.
Yeah, don't include this okay, new yeah, zombie the, mode because let's say they never came out with that. Do you want to go back and play World at War zombie mode?
I would play it over the Spec Ops.
Really?
Yes.
Spec Ops is like actually enjoyable though to like strategize and process it and know missions. The best way to get it and then like high score and be done.
Yeah.
Like it is having a win state versus no win state to me. And I would prefer to have a way to complete it effectively and be done and beat it and say, yay,
having already
I've done it this.
Done it though and done all of
but,
that.
But there's still, you could still, if what you're doing is just leaderboard chasing, then you can just try and get the best time or the best points in Spec Ops.
You could.
But in it only fills
I guess
one
as
of those
Call
quantities.
Of Duty goes, and I'd probably play the most out of everybody, I just feel like I'd rather shoot some zombies than well, try to do that again.
I guess we're,
that's what the entire campaign is.
That's and true. That's
if,
a fair
if,
point.
If we're
gonna it's
talk,
a deviation.
If yeah. we're going to talk about Spec Ops or zombies, like, they're both this offshoot of the thing that really makes people continue to play that game, which is
the multiplayer.
And, like, that is the definitive thing that would make you keep playing that game. Like, they both, like...
Modern Warfare 3, no multiplayer.
Yeah, just get rid of it. Just get rid of all of
How
those
How funny
things.
Would that fucking be?
Dude, I would buy that game and I would, like...
I would buy two copies.
I would keep it forever.
I would buy two copies and I would just...
This is when the world got. This is when World War III started. That's how you start World War III. You don't put multiplayer in.
I would buy a copy and I'd go to the rec center and just like snap it in front of those kids.
World.
Like, ha.
This what? Is as much multiplayer as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Ha. Oh, I throw it.
Yeah. Peasants. Here's a can of glue. It's not the tasty kind either.
Oh, man. But
okay.
Modern Warfare 3.
We'll probably be talking about this for the months to come.
Yeah, well, true.
So what I was gonna say is like,
it's inevitable.
Do we start the pool of like how many millions of copies do you think they will sell on day one?
Do you think it will outsell Black Ops?
Yes,
easily.
Yeah,
easily. I think every Call of Duty will outsell the last one. Up until this,
can't be.
This next one,
I will take the.
I think
I will take your bet, and just because I like to be contrarian, I will say no. It will not outsell it day one.
Day one, 24 hours.
It will not beat 4.8 billion copies of whatever the fuck it was.
How much was it?
4.8 million copies.
4.8 million
because
copies.
They're going to market this even more than the last one. Like, this one's going to be absolutely ridiculous.
No, that's fine.
And after this one, I think I'm with John. They have one more in them that is going to go like...
I think it's this, and I think Sledgehammer lets us down.
Yes.
Because no one has seen a letdown yet.
I believe that is the safe bet, is to say that you've had the good pedigree, you've had the Black Ops from Treyarch, which was sort of the dark horse in the scenario where you're like, what's coming out of this?
Mm-hmm.
This actually pretty solid game, despite shitty voice acting, bad playing, and rote multiplayer... came out, so everybody was still into the zeitgeist of Call of Duty at this point. You move on to the next stage, which is there enough awareness of the problems within Activision, and do they actually make good on the next step in the franchise, or does it fall into what the people are predicting, which is after the true Infinity War leaves Respawn Entertainment, does the quality of Modern Warfare go with them?
I am placing the bet that Activision does what it does with all its game and milks everything for the last bit possible until it's absolutely horrible.
What's the last
horrible.
Rock band you played?
Two?
Okay.
Three. Yeah. Two is better.
Yeah.
And
despite
Tony
all
Hawk,
the major improvements.
How many Tony Hawks did they put out? Like 17? I probably played four.
Yeah. So, and I mean, it's a fine line. Like, we are saying that within the next two franchises, it will the the slope will drop. It will yes. plummet.
So here's my thing. It's like,
but is it going to be this time when people realize it, or is it going to be next time when people really are going
to buy this game?
Right. See, yeah. that's the thing I'm saying is like this will probably sell really well. I'm not saying it will be really good.
Right. But okay. So here's the thing. It's like
based on the squeaky chairness of Call of Duty.
Okay, so just follow me into this journey of philosophical headspace.
Okay, so let me get my hat.
All right, like I'm not gonna You've go got all
3 seconds.
I know 3 seconds. Don't. This is not gonna be. No, we have plenty of time. We've got another 10 minutes. Think of it not going crazy like last week where I was talking about like a small microcosm of government within video games, but
the animus in the animus.
But think of it in terms of like if Call of Duty never existed before, with multiplayer and everything attached,
mm-hmm. there'd be a lot more Battlefield players.
No, jokes aside, like think of the marketing for Black Ops. Think of the marketing for Modern Warfare 2, right? Or even Modern Warfare.
Black Ops got way more marketing.
Black Ops got a lot of marketing.
Yeah.
Tons of marketing. Okay. But a lot of that came from 2. Success of Modern Warfare 2. But just bring yourself into this philosophical headspace of no pre-existing notions of what a Call of Duty game is.
Okay. So this is the first time they show this trailer and they're like, buy this game?
That's so, it? Yes.
So circa 2006. They show this
trailer. No. Right now. And they show you this trailer for this upcoming game with this trailer that you saw with these 4 locations with this weird sine waves of NVG goggles. And then you cut to the next trailer, which is you go to these 4 locations in the world because there's a world war and you're driving boats and shooting trucks and there's helicopters crashing into buildings and you're belaying ropes like. Does that trailer actually appeal to you as a game player, or does it fall short and become disinteresting in the pile of just generic video game trailers?
Look at it how like you looked at Homefront.
Yeah, like you see, but you see, I knew
Homefront was horrible.
No, but like, of course we did.
But so this, so okay,
there's no way we can actually look at this.
What Griff is trying to get at,
I'm just saying, like, although it's stupid and it's impossible. Just for 1 second, try and become as abstract as possible and objective and say, I'm looking at this trailer that they've given me, and what does it say about this game?
I'm looking at it, I'm trying to do what you're telling me, but there's no way that I'm going, I don't like this game.
Okay, well, okay, so this is the thing. It's like, I think you and I have an easier time of doing this because we're a little bit more...
removed from the Call of Duty franchise.
From that whole thing of it is like, just imagine if that game did not say Call of Duty on it at all, or even Modern Warfare of any type.
I'm trying to
understand what you're saying. Yeah. Like I'm not a Battlefield person, nor am I really a Call of Duty person. I think Battlefield looks better.
So this is my point is that although it is impossible to look at this trailer and completely remove yourself from your expectations.
Yeah, you're telling us to look at peanut butter and jelly without the peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, but you look at it, you look at this trailer, and what is being given to you? Nothing.
Nothing. No, it's a bunch of explosions.
It is explosions. It is everything that Call of Duty has ever been. It is explosions. It is fancy set pieces. It is, like dudes blowing off edges of giant skyscrapers and then blowing up. And it is set piece, set piece, set piece.
Yeah, there's nothing now, there that says whether or not it's a good or bad game.
Exactly. And the thing is, what I really
it's a boner trailer.
Exactly. It is a potential boner trailer. Right. Like it is a
boner trailer
that is dressed up in lots of styrofoam because you don't know what you're actually getting. It's just like there are boners in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what the history has been for Call of Duty, but
there's a bad guy in this?
Yeah, there's a bad guy.
I mean, we're injecting our own nostalgic boner inside this trailer. Yeah. I see what you're saying, but I don't think I completely agree with you. I don't think the majority of the populace are capable of removing their boner.
To me, it is the opposite of the L.A. Noire trailer. Whereas right. the LA Noire trailer showed absolutely nothing about the game. It showed interrogations, kind of a lot of like fancy cutscenes, driving, mm-hmm. nothing that I was interested in the game. Mm-hmm. And they quote unquote call it gameplay. And now you've got the Modern Warfare 3 trailer, which is set piece explosion, dude running through streets, looking at different locations, reloading your fucking gun. Those now, things.
When at the very beginning, when that guy threw the ammo to him, I was just like, that's awesome.
No, it's not. Yeah,
no, it's yeah. it's no. It, yes. okay, but
no,
like,
it's not awesome.
That has happened that fucking happened in Halo Reach. Some dude kicked a gun to you. Like yeah. just it's not anything no. that you're
That's the end of Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
No. I yes. got excited when I saw that.
Dude throwing you a clip. That was like Medal of Honor.
Just the way it looked. I don't know. Just one. Like the rest of it wasn't that cool.
Modern Warfare 2 is
Yeah, Modern Warfare 2. Dude like you pull the knife out of yourself in super slow motion. It's like
you could aim completely off kilter and it would still peel around.
So what I'm saying is the images that have been shown in this trailer show nothing new and exciting about this game. They don't
tell anything about a story either.
And I will be the first person to say what is most exciting about Call of Duty? It is the multiplayer. And although it doesn't excite me, it is what excites the fan base.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
what does this trailer show? It shows the things that the hardcore audience are into, the single player. And what does that show in the single player? Nothing. So why be excited about this? Like, I don't get it. The only reason to be excited about it is just a fucking teaser trailer that's like,
the game's coming out.
We have this game.
That's why it's a teaser. Yeah. It's like, that's why.
But it's it's not a teaser. It's like, it's no, gameplay footage.
People knew it would be coming out. Like, there's nothing to really be excited about. You know this game's coming out. It's just
it's also coming out for those people that like bought the last one. They enjoyed it, and they're not like us looking into the game. They're like, oh hey, this is coming out.
It's like living back in like the 1920s. It's like I know there's legs under that skirt, but if I see some ankle, get a little excited. When it's like, you know, if you actually talk to her, you might actually get to do something.
I feel like Modern Warfare, Call of Duty games, Black Ops, everything that is modern or that is Call of Duty is so wrapped. It is the Final Fantasy of our generation.
Oh yeah.
Currently, like not of our, I shouldn't say our generation. It is the current
these new whippersnappers generation.
Yes, it is the current with generation the Calls of Duties of Final Fantasy
like where guns and their explosions. Whereas
you label this game as
whatever happened to Materia.
Replace X with Final Fantasy or Call of Duty. And people are instantly foaming at the mouth for whatever it is, no matter what it can be, no matter how stupid or uninteresting it can be. It is still, you know, bringing in a fan base because it is this. And it does things well, but it is just like, it's tired.
Yeah.
No. I see it going in the same route as Tony Hawk, where every year that Tony Hawk came out, I was like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then it was like, and then I got that next one. I was like, no.
I think the last Tony Hawk I played that I really actually enjoyed was Tony Hawk 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Project 8.
Like, I feel like I'm getting into that realm of shooters right now that the only reason I would buy that game now is for the multiplayer.
Sure, yeah. And I think that's totally reasonable. Because if they ever show, like, you take the improvements... Okay, we're running low on time here, so I'll have to call it at this 2-minute mark. But
okay.
I know what you're saying. Multiplayer, awesome. That's what drives Call of Duty. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But Boss Barrel Radio.
Who the boss?
Who the boss? Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week for more. Talk about video games.
For more Call of Duty.
More follow-up on this Call of Duty rant next week.
Yeah. Who the boss? We are.